This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, this is it. You're listening to Mark Cox Morning Show, and you have, three more days. It's Thursday, Friday, and then part of Saturday to enjoy daylight savings time, and then it goes to crap again. Then we have to revert the clocks back, which I hate that time of year. Can I just tell you that? Let's just leave it one way or the other, preferably the way it is right now.
See, I'm mixed because I hate the sun not coming up like right now until like 7:30. You know, it's dark so late in the morning.
Well, yeah, we can't get anything accomplished at that hour.
Kids going to the bus stop. If you didn't roll it back, you would have kids literally standing in the dark come middle of winter at 8 o'clock at the bus station. I don't know. It's like, are you a night person, you know, or are you a morning person? If you're a morning person, I want the sun coming up.
Right? I'm a morning person, but I'm at work till 9 o'clock, so it's daylight by then. That's all that matters.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's true. Yeah. So I'm torn. I kind of like the fact that
Golf later in the summer when the sun is.
The summertime, no question. I love the extra hours in the evening. But winter, I mean, how often are you really outside in the nighttime?
Well, that's Saturday night. So before you go to bed, roll your clocks. I guess you got to.
You fall back.
Yep. So you just got to
fall back.
Set them back an hour before you're going to get an extra hour of sleep, I guess. Is that one way
that
to look at it?
That is true.
Right? There you go.
No, is it extra or less?
You get a little. Because your clock will go off an hour.
No, you're getting less. It's rolling back, so you get less sleep. Because you're, No, right? No. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
I think
you go to bed at midnight, it's really
11.
You get
robbed of it when it springs forward.
Yeah,
because,
so you get an extra hour. Gotcha. In spring, you lose an hour.
You are indeed. Don't you just not lose anything since doesn't it proportionately move?
Probably.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like. You just go bed.
It feels like I'm losing something.
You just get up earlier.
Like my mind.
Yeah.
Like losing my mind for sure. We're glad you're with us. We got a great show for you this morning. Dan Buck in here. We've even got the one and only Sue Thomas is in studio with us this morning. This doesn't happen very often. She's normally in the traffic center, and she's usually in here for the Reardon show in the afternoons. And I think she's in the next studio recording something, but she'll be back in here in a minute. If you're watching on the socials, that would be the empty square on your lower left. But Sue will be back in here with us. Thrilled to have her. Maybe we can get her version of Sue's news this morning.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Well,
I don't know. We didn't warn her.
We should hold her accountable to the other news segment too to come up with something. Because she's great. The Sue's news is hysterical.
Yeah,
she's
epic.
Great.
Epic every day on the Mark Reardon show. And we're thrilled. Coming up a little later, we'll get to Jimmy Failla, one of my favorite Fox News guests. That guy's coming to town in January, and it's going to be out at the factory. The tickets are already on sale. You can go to our website at 971talk.com/events. You can find out details about that. We'll be having a station event there surrounding that appearance by Jimmy Failla, and he and I can talk a little bit more about that. It's basically his stand-up comedy routine. But if you listen to the guy on the radio here every day from 6 to 7 p.m., he's just fantastic. Just such a common-sense approach, an everyday man approach to the problems of the world.
But let's admit it, his brain is wired differently than most
people. Oh, yeah, it is.
I mean, it really is. His wit and how quickly he can turn, you know, just a normal conversation into something hysterical is uncanny.
I said to him last week, you were not here on Wednesday, I said to him, you know, I heard you say something about being a cab driver, and I know I bring this up too often. He goes, what do you mean you bring it up too often? I talk about it every day. It defines who I am. I drove a cab in New York City. I've seen the worst of humanity. Like, he just goes, he loves to carry that that shtick forward, and it's true. He was a cab driver for a long time.
Him and Harry Chapin.
While he was working on his stand-up comedy routine.
Right.
So, anyway, Fail is on with us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:20. We'll talk to him.
I'm looking forward to next hour, getting Steve Ellman on and find out what why the change of heart to run again for St. County Charles
executive.
County. Yeah,
I know.
Out there in our country, we live out there in St. Charles, and you know it was a three dog race, and you know three good candidates that were going to fight it out in the primary, and well, now Ellman's
well,
back
three.
In.
Yeah, yeah. Still three.
One withdrew immediately and endorsed Ellman, and both Igel and. Oh, the other guy.
Jason Law.
Yeah, Jason Law. Mm-hmm. Are both staying in, saying they're going through
and
the primary.
And they got money. They've both gotten a large amount of donations so far yep. for their campaigns. Dwarfing Ellman, but of course he's the incumbent, and he believes he has the ability to match the funding. 1 hour from now, we'll get Steve Ellman on here live and pick his brain about that, and Bill Igel as well in the 7 o'clock hour just to talk about whether this changes anything for him. I know he's been having fairly regular meetings with Ellman to talk about this race and all this, and suddenly Ellman's back in the race. So we'll see about that in the next hour or so. I promise you that. All right, right now, let's get to today's shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
A lot was determined, very much determined. And we made our deal. We pretty much finalized a trade deal. And we discussed some other things having to do with national security, etc.
Yeah, the president over in Asia this morning, he's wrapped up a couple of meetings. He signed a trade deal with South Korea. He just got some big award. They know how to impress Donald Trump. They gave him an award that no American president's ever received before, and he was very happy about that. And up next, he meets with the leader of China. That'll be tomorrow, technically. What are they? Probably 8 or 9 hours ahead of us.
And while in Japan, he picked up a $10 billion investment from Toyota. That's a huge one. Yeah.
That's kind of a big deal.
Uh-huh.
Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. Frankly, this is our only moment of leverage, and although a very unpleasant tool to use.
Well, Chris Coons, the Democrat senator, says the quiet part out loud. Yes, it's our fault. The Democrats are out of power, and this is our only leverage. And while it may be uncomfortable for you poor peons who need your SNAP card recharged Saturday, that's tough, because this is our moment in the sun.
Did any unelected official or family member of President Joe Biden execute the duties of the presidency? Did Joe Biden, a member of his family, or anyone at the White House ever instruct you to lie regarding his health?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the questions pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Woo! They finally released some of the testimony, the behind-doors, closed-door testimony of Jamie Comer's investigation into the Biden use of the auto pen. And person after person, including his own medical doctor, had to plead the Fifth for fear of incriminating themselves. This was the greatest cover-up, I believe, in the history of the United States, and we all watched it in real time.
No food stamps equals no to less weed money. Like, y'all about to have people out here hangry and sober. That's a diabolical combination.
So if I gotta use my money on food, I can't use it for my marijuana.
Well, you have your food money and you have your weed money, apparently. And according to this lib on TikTok, the crap is about to hit the fan, because when SNAP benefits run out on Saturday, people are going to have to dip into the weed money to buy food. And then they're going to be sober and they're going to be angry.
Yeah, and hair salon money and nail companies and all the other places.
Are you talking about budgeting, Dan?
There's going to be a ripple effect, because it's going to be taking money out of those economies to try to supplant, you know, to replace the SNAP card.
I'm glad you brought up the name Ripple. You know what Ripple is?
What's Ripple?
Ripple is like cheap wine, right? It's like a bottle of Ripple. I remember Eddie Murphy used to talk about it all the time, and Richard Pryor, but going to the store to buy a bottle of Ripple. It's just like Mad Dog 2020.
Gotcha.
Like, you know what I'm talking
about?
It's
like a cheap wine.
So I'm looking at the list of companies that contributed to build the big, beautiful ballroom that's going to be attached to the White House.
Right.
And one of the companies is named Ripple. And I'm thinking to myself, that can't be the same company. And I know they've made a lot of money over the years, but there is no way that the Ripple company is the same one that makes Ripple the knockoff wine, right?
I never heard of Ripple.
Really?
No. I mean,
well, you've been drinking the high-end stuff like Pabst and stuff like that.
I was TJ Farms, Mad Dog, and all those. I mean, I've drank plenty of cheap wine in my life, but Ripple was not on the card.
Ripple. Give me a bottle of Ripple.
Really?
But, yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what else Ripple was. Somebody must have made some other product and called it Ripple. I don't know.
Boone's Farm, somebody just it was one step below Boone's Farm to let you know.
That's like you had Pabst, and then you had some knockoff called Red, White, and Blue, like the dregs they got out of the bottom of the barrel. They called it Red, White, and Blue. And
I think I drank Boone's Farm Easy Nights was the last cheap wine I ever drank, and it was not a pleasant experience. Oh. That's why I can't drink any sweet wine since that experience.
We've all got that thing, don't we?
We do.
All right, quick break here. We'll talk more about Operation Arctic Frost and the revelations from that yesterday and Jamie Comer when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Covering the biggest stories of the day here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Just so you know, because inquiring minds had to know. The brand name Ripple was a product put out by the Gallo company back in the 80s, and back in the 70s, they discontinued it in 1984. And here's the word of warning this morning from AI Overview. The product is no longer in production, and any bottles you might find are very old and not recommended for drinking.
So,
if you and Fred Sanford find a bottle of Ripple, don't drink it.
Don't. It'd be like vinegar.
Yeah.
At this point. Yeah, yeah.
Woo. Yeah. That's like Mad Dog 2020. They may still make that.
They do.
David. Do they? Seem to have some information about that.
Yeah, you see it on the shelves.
Is TJ Swan still around?
I don't even know what that is.
Boone's Farm? Is it still
around? Yeah, they still make strawberries. What is
it's
Hill?
Still open in California.
Strawberry Fields?
I think so.
No.
Strawberry Hill.
Strawberry Hill.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Operation Arctic Frost. We'll be getting our own frost here before long, but this is the House Oversight Report into the Joe Biden Auto Pen Presidency. This is where part of this came out on yesterday on that. They also released information on this information about Jack Smith and his big investigation into the president. He was going to prosecute him. He's going to hold him accountable for January 6th. Of course, the president has called for further investigations by the DOJ into all of that. And, of course, that's long overdue, in my opinion. I don't know why it's taken so long, but people really need to understand how far this went. And John Solomon has looked into this a little bit, and he says this is a much bigger deal than anybody knows. This is Russia, Russia, Russia on steroids. Listen to this.
What do we know now? We know that the memo that the FBI used to open up Arctic Frost, which then targeted 160 Republicans, 92 conservative groups, 8 senators, 1 House member, a president, and a vice president, was really deficient under the guidelines of the FBI. The memo that opens up Arctic Frost uses words like evidence suggesting. It doesn't actually lay out a predicate. And it's looking at a crime that by submitting alternate or fake electors, as they use, or fraudulent electors is the term they use here, they committed a crime. The memo does not address the fact that in 2 prior times in American history, similar fake, fraudulent, or alternate electors were submitted in South Carolina, 1876, Hawaii, 1960. No prosecution occurred. That isn't even mentioned in the FBI memo. So bombshell stuff from Jim Jordan and James Comer today.
Yeah, from both of them. That came from Jim Jordan, and then the Comer investigation on the auto pen was separate. So 2 big reports yesterday, and Solomon says this, just like Russia, 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 was designed to distract. He said it was clearly lawfare on the part of Merrick Garland and the Biden Department of Justice.
Well, I think Kash Patel and Pam Bondi are going to continue to provide extraordinary clarity to Chairman Jordan, Chairman Comer, and others to get the evidence to make the decisions about whether crimes were committed in this process. What you're seeing in Arctic Frost is a redo of Russia collusion. A yep. weakly predicated case. It looks like a Democratic opposition research project being done by the FBI, and you got the National Archives and Congress helping them. I think that that's what this is going to turn out to be, another Russia case.
Man. Dan, you said earlier you weren't holding your breath when I'm like, maybe, maybe finally something will be done about this. It's in Pam Bondi's court. Pam Bondi is being very cagey about it because it's an ongoing investigation, which tells me maybe if this is a conspiracy case, they're building it slowly and they're having to take it to a grand jury somewhere, and she doesn't want to say too much. And that's what I'm cautiously hopeful of.
And you know it's multi-tiered, meaning it's going through not only different departments, because this has both executive branch implications as well as FBI implications. So to sure. get everybody, to get the whistleblowers, to get the evidence, to get what you need to take to a grand jury does take time, and it takes a lot of cooperation. And if this cat gets out the bag too soon, too quick, but my point is, how long is enough? It's been 9 months, now 10 months as we get to the end of October. How much time does it take till we actually get to see a perp walk? I want to see handcuffs coming out of the Capitol, coming out.
I'm with you.
I mean, it's like these people created, they committed treason. They think about Watergate. Think about what Watergate was. It was bugging a couple hotel rooms at a Democratic convention to try to get intel on an election.
And they broke into DNC headquarters at Watergate.
Right.
They knew. Yeah, right. That, I mean, and then they covered it up. They
right.
claimed they didn't know anything about
but
it.
But it was minuscule.
Compared
to what we're talking about here. You're talking about 168, is that what the number was given, of government officials being put under investigative action by
a special prosecutor.
And all of them are Republicans, plus organizations across the country, including Turning Point USA, all being investigated for what? For what? For being opposition party. That's what they're being investigated for. And to me, that is so...
It reeks of that.
So criminal. That's what happens in third world countries.
Watergate is a big deal because it brought down a presidency. That's why it's a big deal, because there was a cover-up, there were the missing tapes, it was obvious Nixon was covering it up, and his presidency ended as a result of it. In this case, there was a concerted effort, as well as James Comer uncovered yesterday, to cover up the deficiencies and the lies of the Biden administration. And that's going to be the next big bombshell. We're going to continue talking about that this morning. Coming up next, we'll get to Nicole Murray. She's back. We'll get you a check of business. We'll get to In Other News. And then Steve Ellman and Bill Igel in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay tuned. I know. I'm air drumming over here. Sorry about that. I was just looking, Dan, I got to mention this real quick. I saw a band at the factory. I'm going back there, in fact, next month to see Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. It's going to be live there just before Thanksgiving, and I'm very excited about that. But I saw a band there last year called Journey from the Heart. Have you heard of them?
No.
It is a Journey and Heart cover band, and they are fabulous.
Really?
They're better than
two of my favorite
they are
bands.
Better than the originals these days, because obviously Journey is, they got Arnel Pineda singing for him. I think this guy sounds more like Steve Perry than Arnel Pineda does. Somebody said that to him once in a forum, and he's like, hey, they can find me. I'm easy to find if they're looking for somebody to fill in. And the ladies that sing Heart, the sisters, the two singers are not sisters in Journey from the Heart, but they look like them, and they sound better than Heart does these days. So I was just checking their website because I saw them on Facebook, and I'm hoping they come back. They don't currently have anything scheduled. The closest they're going to be is Springfield, Illinois on November 14th. But I'm hoping they come back to St.
Some
Louis.
Some of these tribute
bands. They do.
Bands,
we got to go.
I tell you, these tribute bands, I love going and watching them, because if they're good and they are, especially these touring groups, they are almost better. I mean, their album quality back to the days that we remember versus seeing the older guys
in their 70s now. They're not hitting the high notes. They got backup singers and all that.
It becomes a mercy tour. Like, oh,
I don't believe that with
Heart.
Sorry. I just got to argue that. I say I don't believe that with Heart. Ann Wilson has one of the top five voices ever in rock and roll.
But she's
and
like
she
in
can
a
still
wheelchair
sing.
Now.
That she still sings it.
Okay,
All right, that's personal.
They sounded fantastic, and if you ever get a chance to see them, go check them out.
There's
it's the best $35 I've spent on a concert in a long time.
There's a local ELO band called Mr. Blue Sky. I love those
guys.
They
do a great job.
Oh, my. Yeah. And ELO is not easy. Their instrumentation and the stuff they do. But, yeah, it's like a seven-piece group, too. They've got all these different instruments and an amazing violinist. I mean, I'm telling you, if you see Mr. Blue Sky playing anywhere in St. Louis area, and they do tour around, too, as well. Go see him.
All right, good stuff. Let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, you've been slacking off. You've had half the week off. How are you feeling this morning?
I am so tired.
Oh, come on.
Hey, I have been to Tennessee and back, okay?
Wow. Where'd you go in Tennessee?
Knoxville.
You went to Knoxville.
Yes, for another wedding.
Home of the Tennessee Volunteers. What'd you think of Knoxville?
From what I saw, it was great. We didn't have the most amount of time to sightsee just because it was my sister's wedding, but it was beautiful.
Your family seems to be a family that likes a good party. I mean, when you were saying your sisters and your moms, like, we'll just take a weekend and go, and birthdays are a big deal in your family. I'm like, I'm thinking hanging with your family could be some fun.
It's trouble. But yes, I would like to say we are a very fun group. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Well, good. What's going on in the business world this morning?
All right. So futures are slightly higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 161. The NASDAQ up 190. The S&P 500 up 15. Union leaders say Boeing has rejected the latest contract offer from the union, leaving employees on a nearly three-month strike at the company's St. Louis defense facilities. Boeing did not confirm the news nor comment on the union's new offer. Elon Musk has launched Grokopedia, a crowdsourced online encyclopedia that the billionaire seeks to position as a rival to Wikipedia. Musk has previously criticized Wikipedia for being filled with propaganda and called for people to stop donating to the site, which is run by a nonprofit. CVS Health has reported third quarter earnings and revenue that blew past estimates and raised its adjusted profit outlook as the company sees improvement in its insurance unit. The quarterly results capped Dave Joyner's first full year as CEO of the company, which struggled to drive higher profits and improve its stock performance under Karen Lynch. U.S. consumer confidence eased to a six-month low in October amid worries about the availability of jobs in the near term. The Conference Board said its consumer confidence index fell to a 94.6 this month. That's the lowest reading since April. President Trump said he expects to lower fentanyl-linked tariffs on China as Beijing confirmed a high-stakes meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and the American leader. Officials added that Xi will meet Trump in South Korea tomorrow to exchange views on issues of shared concerns without elaborating further. And finally, got a new sneaking dating trend being spotted on apps like Tinder and Hinge. Guys posting photos with dogs to appear kind, caring, and trustworthy. The twist, the dogs are not even theirs. It's called dog fishing.
Oh,
dog?
No.
Fishing. You know, I don't know if my son's up this early, but he used to tell me that in college he would take side gigs, dog sitting for his friends so he could walk the puppy across campus because it was a chick magnet. Now, that obviously wasn't his dog, but it's a good way to get some, some social media.
Reminds me of that
look.
That line. Is that your dog? Does your dog bite? No, sir. And then that dog bites him, remember, in Pink Panther? And he goes, you said your dog does not bite. He's, that's not my dog.
That's my dog. So would you fall for that? I have to ask, Nicole.
I have fallen for it.
What?
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, that's my cousin's dog or something. And I'm like, oh, like that changes things a little bit.
Like I just wanted to pet the dog. I didn't really want to go on a date with you. And wow.
Yeah. I hate when you like see a really cute dog on the street and you have to like talk to the person to talk to the dog. It's the worst.
It's just dishonest, right? It's like using one of those filters on your face to get rid of the wrinkles that I see people use all the time.
No, those filters are fine, but don't make me talk. Yeah. Yes. But, you know.
But dog fishing, not fine. Right.
Yeah.
I can see myself at the table with one of these people, like holding up the profile picture and looking at them across the table and thinking, what's the difference here?
Same, yeah.
Spot the difference. Can you?
Can you please spot the difference here?
The next thing is we're going to get glasses we can just put on, and they have the filters on them. So the person looks as looks as good in their picture as they do through your glasses. Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Might want to start gifting those to people.
Yeah.
So make you look better.
Yeah. Are you saying I need a filter?
Nah. No. Never. I don't mean that. I mean, I'm just saying I might want to gift some of those to somebody so I look better because they're looking at me through the glasses.
Invent them and become millionaires.
They're called beer goggles.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Those have been around for a long time.
Ethan's in charge of marketing.
Nicole, thank you.
Good to be back, guys.
Glad you're back. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's smooth skinning goggles. Yes. Nice. It makes you look better through these types of lenses, and we just call them beer goggles.
You know, you work on a show, and it kind of takes on a life of its own throughout the course of the show, and you think you've loaded up on some good information you're gonna wow people with this morning. We're covering all these big stories, and the story that's been talked about the most on the social media feeds this morning is Ripple.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a story. Wine. I'm getting texts from my buddies about Ripple. Either their memories of Ripple or how bad it was or whether or not it's still in production, and people remembering a trying Ripple. But somebody sent me a Sanford and Son episode where Fred is drinking Ripple.
Yeah, somebody else just texted me saying the same thing. They said it was Fred's favorite wine.
He asked a question. He asked, you need to end all your interviews with a question that Fred asked. Would you like a glass of Ripple before you go? I love Red Fox. And, of course, he's from St. Louis. He was one of my early favorites. I'll never forget. My dad had one of his early albums. Red Fox was the original dirty comedian. And like before Richard Pryor, I'm sure Richard Pryor learned from Red Fox, because my dad had one of his old albums, and they're out of town one weekend, and I stuck it on the turntable, and I laughed till my sides hurt, but I was hearing stuff I'd never heard before. I was a teenager, and I'm listening to Red Fox on this album talk about living in a one-bedroom apartment with his dad, like a one-room apartment with his dad, and all that separated him from his dad's bed was a sheet. And, of course, Dad's bringing women back to the room. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, it was completely dirty and not at all the Fred Sanford you see or the Red Fox you see in the Sanford and Son show and all that. What a fantastic comedian.
Eddie Murphy gives a lot of credit. His early influence.
They all do.
Yeah,
they all do.
He just said he was the guy who made me realize that comedy could be fun, that my sense of humor could maybe pay a few bills. Yeah, it worked out pretty good for Eddie
Murphy. I'd say it worked out fairly well for them.
That's right.
Although you'd get red-faced at a few of those as well. Richard Pryor used to have his stuff memorized. I had his comic bits memorized when I was a teenager.
Like Delirious, remember?
All of them. You can't even repeat them on the radio, memorized.
Yep, yeah, let's not do that.
He was my favorite.
Roll Johnny around a little bit. He'd be okay.
Look, when he caught Johnny on fire. Now that's a fire. Yeah, somebody out there is going to remember that for sure.
Uh-huh.
All right, coming up, we're going to get to you in other news with Sue, since we've got her in studio over here. We got Steve Ellman coming up. He announced yesterday that he is going to jump back into the race for county executive, even though he said he wasn't going to run. We're going to talk to him about that decision at 7:08. So stick around. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back
in other news.
Well, there was a time in my life when I thought I wanted to have a monkey. I don't know if it was bedtime Bonzo or I thought it would be really cool.
What?
I thought it would be really cool to like have a monkey. Like that, wouldn't that be
like
so
a
cool?
Pet?
Yes.
Yes.
That was a long time ago,
okay.
Right?
Yesterday.
Because I've since heard the stories of them ripping your face off and various other things they will do to you. And plus, I think it'd probably be kind of nasty. But here's the other problem you have. If you know anybody who lives in Mississippi right now, there was a transport truck problem and an aggressive monkey who happens to be infected with COVID and STIs is running loose in Mississippi.
Oh, no.
Isn't that great? So the carload of rhesus monkeys from a research center affiliated with Tulane University got into a ditch in Heidelberg, Mississippi, Tuesday afternoon, according to the Jasper County Sheriff's Department. And one of the 40-pound monkeys carrying, write this down, hepatitis C, COVID, and herpes got loose.
I think that animal was monkeying around, I think.
You think? Maybe. So they said it could be aggressive to humans, and humans should not try to handle the monkeys. If you see this monkey, the only one got loose.
And whatever you do, don't have intimate relations with that monkey.
Oh, please do not.
Do not.
Good warning.
Oh, gracious. Remember last week I told you about the world record largest pumpkin, 1,700-pound monster? Well, another large pumpkin story for you. There is actually a regatta in Oregon that's drawing thousands of people. They have giant gourds, giant pumpkins. The winning pumpkin was 1,300 pounds. They gut them and make them into boats.
I love this.
And people paddle around and go through the course in a giant pumpkin. The guy who won it, by the way, also owns the Guinness Book of World Records. He traveled in a pumpkin boat 58 miles down the Columbia River.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah,
some balance.
Yes. Yeah.
And he is the three-time defending champion now of this pumpkin after he emerged victorious. This one was kind of small, though. He only had a 936-pound pumpkin.
Maybe that's the key.
Yeah.
Right?
It's got some good core, though, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They say the starting line required, like, forklifts and huge tractors to lift these gourds and get them into the water. So they apparently just gut them out, and they stand inside the gourd after it's, like, halved and race around.
I love it.
Kind of nuts.
Better than owning a monkey, Mark Cox.
Yeah, well, I was young. I was young.
Yeah,
but
one of the pumpkins did have STDs, though.
So here is a common phone habit that could indicate whether you're rich or not.
Okay.
Not, I don't know how many people sit around and worry about that because you know if you're rich or not. But when you're looking at other people, I guess if you see them doing this, it's an indication they don't have a whole lot more going on. That's doom scrolling.
Oh,
so there's
some
TikTok influencer who's gone viral with her comments that if you sit around doom scrolling all the time, it means you have a dopamine addiction, which means you're scrolling for hours and you feel overwhelmed by everything that's going on and you need a break. And the conclusion here is it makes other people who look at you realize that you got a lot of problems, which means you probably don't have a lot of money, and therefore that's why you doom scroll.
Oh, so poor people doom scroll. The rich do not.
The rich don't have to.
They're too
because
busy.
Because they just don't have any worries.
Yeah, and they're too busy making money.
Yeah. Right. Well, there could be that.
Yeah.
They could be that they are working harder than you, but I may be wrong about that.
But if you only doom scroll in bed, though?
Who would know?
Ethan is asking for a friend.
Well, but that's like where I do it more. I'm just going to look at stuff before I go to bed.
Yeah. And that's supposed to keep you up, too.
Oh, it does.
Because if you see something, then you end up dreaming about it, or it puts something in your mind that you have to think about.
Yeah.
Well, this means you're poor in bed.
Yeah. Hey, another pumpkin story.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Another pumpkin story because I'm watching it right now on Fox. In Utah, residents dropped a giant pumpkin onto a car, and you would not believe how it just completely crushes this car. And there was literally thousands of people there to watch the pumpkin drop. Giant pumpkin drop. Over 1,000 pounds. Easy.
They weigh so much. I mean, that's probably not a surprise, right?
I mean, crushed it to the ground, though. It was like went all the way, took this car and smashed its hood all the way to the ground. It was wild.
I wish now I was in there earlier and I had this soundbite on my other computer and I didn't save it to this computer because I wish I did because I don't do a great Donald Trump. But this morning he was saying, I thank you so much for this great honor that you've never given to any other president. And I'm hearing the audio, but I can't see what the gift was. This couldn't be set up any better. They gave him a large golden crown.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking, here we got all these lefties describing him as a king.
Well, that's got to be why they did it.
South Koreans gave him a huge gold crown.
Oh, people are going to lose their minds.
Never handed out before. Wow. Hey, by the way, you're welcome to the show. You're welcome to come into the show next Wednesday, which will be the one-year anniversary of the actual No Kings Day, which is the anniversary of the election last year where Donald Trump got overwhelmingly elected by voters, which kings don't. So if you're one of those No Kings nuts, feel free to join us next Wednesday.
They hate all
for
kings.
The real celebration.
They hate were kings. They hate think kings.
Oh, nice.
They hate making sense.
Well done, Dan Buck.
There you go.
I love that. Coming up, we're going to get to former St. Charles. Well, I'm sorry, I said former. We're going to get to current St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman, who's now running for re-election. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.